From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. World leaders will gather at the United Nations today for a meeting on climate change. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is hopeful that the meeting will encourage the leaders of more than 100 countries to resolve issues preventing the talks from advancing. The UN climate chief, Ivo de Bauw, says China and India are announcing ambitious plans to address global warming. The top American commander in Afghanistan, General Stan McChrystal, says U.S. forces and Afghanistan's government have failed for the past 8 years to focus on the key goal of protecting the Afghan people. NPR's Tom Bowman has more.
McChrystal says American and allied troops spent too much time over the years killing Taliban fighters and too much focus on self-protection, driving around in armored vehicles and staying inside large bases. Another problem, says McChrystal, the Afghan government is corrupt and incompetent. That provides fertile ground for the Taliban to recruit more fighters. The general says the allies must focus on protecting key population centers in Afghanistan and training Afghan soldiers and police. To do that, he says, will require an unspecified increase in U.S. troops. McChrystal says with more U.S. troops, Afghan forces can start taking more responsibility within 2 years. Then the allied forces can begin to withdraw. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama says the nation's unemployment rate would be worse if the economic stimulus plan had not been implemented earlier in the year. Speaking on The Late Show with David Letterman, Mr. Obama also said he expects unemployment to be what he called a big problem for at least another year. But the president said he's confident the economy will come back stronger than ever. The nation's unemployment rate hit 9.7% in August. Senator Christopher Dodd of Connecticut is calling for legislation that would strip regulatory power from the Federal Reserve and create a new single bank regulator. From member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut, Craig LaMolt has the story.
Dodd, who is the chairman of the Senate Banking Committee, says he thinks the Federal Reserve and three other federal entities should merge to form one bank regulator. Dodd says the banks and mortgage lenders such as Countrywide have been seeking out the easiest treatment. Countrywide was sold in a distressed condition to Bank of America last year.
And of course, we saw what happened in the case of Countrywide and others, where they went shopping around and found a regulator that, frankly, either didn't do their job or did it so weakly that we ended up in the mess we saw in a number of these institutions. And I want to bring an end to that.
Dodd himself has come under fire for receiving preferential treatment in a mortgage deal with Countrywide. President Obama has not supported merging all four agencies into one regulator. Dodd says it would streamline the system and lead to greater accountability. For NPR News, I'm Craig LaMolt in Fairfield, Connecticut.
This is NPR News. New census data shows that more Americans are delaying major life decisions partly because of the economy. It shows fewer people moving, buying homes, or getting married. Meanwhile, the number of Americans age 65 and over still in the workforce has risen by 0.5% since 2007. The nation's foreign-born population dipped below 38 million last year after reaching an all-time high in 2007. After a ruling by a federal judge, grizzly bears in the Yellowstone area are going back on the endangered species list. Wyoming Public Radio's Rennie McKay has the story.
The judge ruled that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service did not do enough to ensure a viable grizzly bear population in the Yellowstone region. A conservation group called the Greater Yellowstone Coalition had appealed a 2007 decision to remove grizzlies from the endangered species list. The coalition's Craig Kenworthy said the Fish and Wildlife Service did not put enough detail into its plans to protect the bears. Kenworthy said this is especially true regarding a major food source for grizzly bears, whitebark pine trees, which are in decline in part because of climate change.
They identified that, talked about how serious the threat was, and then in my opinion they papered over the issue and didn't announce that they were going to take any steps in response to that decline.
The Fish and Wildlife Service says it's considering how to respond to the ruling. For NPR News, I'm Rennie McKay in Laramie, Wyoming.
Forecasters say parts of Georgia are in for another round of storms today. Parts of the state received 20 inches of rain since Friday. At least 6 people have been killed by flooding in the southeast, 5 of them in the Atlanta area. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.